One.
look at Sunil's lips. They're new. He's just got them in.
I've shaved around here though, so mimics the mouth mimicking the vagina.
What?
The mouth. Why mimicking
put your
the
head
vagina.
In your hands? We've just started.
Well, he started crying.
I had to finish the sentence, but we started recording before I could explain what I was going to say.
The mouth mimics the vagina.
Sounds like something out of Silence of the Lambs.
People that don't have the video, that's Buffalo going to be Bill. Such an upsetting start to the podcast.
The mouth mimics the vagina.
Sunil, are you crying?
No.
Or it gets hit with the best china.
Why is Sunil crying?
Idea Hello, everybody, and welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? With me, what?
Say your name.
I was about to say it, and then you said something and I stopped. And then I just think
because our guest is Stu Laws this week, I'm going to be playing up a bit.
Yeah.
I'll be acting the goat. I'm going to play up because Stuart likes to play up as well.
No, because you've got backup. It's not fair.
What do you mean backup? I was friends with you first, Harriet.
Yeah, but you clearly switch sides.
Oh, because we're men.
No. Look,
the mouth.
Welcome to Why is Harriet Crying with Harriet Kemsley and Sunil Patel and Stuart Laws.
Stuart Laws is our guest. He's not permanently on the podcast.
Well, for now.
Actually, he could be a good stand-in.
Yeah, that's true. For either of you, actually. I think I could mimic both of you.
Go on then. Yeah. Do an impression of Harriet, please.
Harriet's one is the dancing. I can dance like Harriet.
Oh, just clapping.
She does like sort of this sort of jerky movement, and it's like,
and then just repeats. It's like a GIF.
Yeah.
I can only do. I can't mix it up at all.
No, and that's what I like. I genuinely a huge nice. Amount of fun having a dance with you at your hen do.
Oh, there was actually a girl at school she'd come up on the dance floor near me in clubs and go, "I'm dancing like Harriet. I'm dancing like Harriet," and then she'd. Mimic what I was doing and say, "I just feel so free when I dance like you," and then it really undermined and made me feel less free and like
well, you found that freedom again though.
I guess
I forgot until you just brought back the same catchphrase all these years later.
Sorry.
And shall I do an impression of Sunil now?
Yeah, go on.
Have a look at my new trainers.
I haven't bought new trainers for ages, really.
That was pre-pandemic, Sunil.
No, I never say look at my new trainers. I let them be seen.
You never know. That's true. He doesn't say look. He'd say, "Got some new trainers."
No, I don't say it like that.
Bring them into school to show them off after Christmas.
Keep them away from the bad guys. You'll scuff them up. Yeah.
They're £500. I've got a bit of mud on them.
Maybe I buy a lot of trainers now because I never had any as a kid, really.
What do you mean?
Never really had.
Oh, shut up. You had trainers as a kid. You're from Bath.
I felt like he was doing a bit there, like he didn't have parents or something.
Maybe my parents didn't really get me any nice trainers as a kid.
Did they?
No, they didn't really.
I don't think parents do get nice trainers.
I used to get Knicks. Knicks from Woolworths. They were like Nikes.
Yeah.
You remember them?
I got Seekers. Similar.
Yeah.
Harriet.
Someone bullied me them for wearing them.
Really?
Yeah. I felt sad.
Bro.
But I didn't cry.
Good
what school
you.
Shoes did you have?
Do you remember the dinosaur ones when we were really young?
No.
They were quite popular. On the soles were like dinosaur-like design.
Nah.
You don't remember them? I really wanted them big time. But my parents were very much like, "Well, we shouldn't spend money on shoes because you just go through them too quickly."
Bloody parents.
That's the problem. Kids grow very fast.
Yes.
How do you know that?
I bought a gift for a kid, a friend's kid, and then it's like you buy from ages like 0 to 3 months and then like 3 to 6 months. And I just thought, how quickly have the last 3 months gone? Imagine if I had to get a new outfit it would be exhausting being a baby. Yeah.
That's why I always just buy a baby some WKD. Doesn't go out of date.
Solves that. Well, it must go out of date at some point.
Yeah, but it's still good, though, isn't it? It's still that sweet, sweet WKD taste.
It's just chemicals, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just chemicals. It's like Pepsi Max.
Yeah, that's not going out of date.
That's not going off anytime soon.
Although, Sunil is a Gen Xer, isn't he? So he loves Pepsi Max.
I'm actually a millennial by like 3 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you've got a vestigial sort of a slight
I remember dial up. It was transformational for my life. Yeah.
He's going to get the vaccine soon. They want to keep him safe.
Very good. Yeah. I'll get the vaccine and then I'll come and breathe. I can breathe all over old people and you can't.
What do you call it?
Old people.
You're all going to be like living this wild life this summer, you and the elderly.
Me and the elderly.
You're going to be able to go on holiday.
The thing is, you're not far behind because you're the next group.
I'm very far behind. Think of how many elderly there are, Sunil.
No, but they'll get everyone by June, so you should be very
sure. You'll be able to join Sunil at Rolling Stones at Hyde in the Park. Hyde in the Park? Rolling Stones at Hyde
Rolling
Park.
Stones at Hyde in the Park.
Yeah, it's hide and seek in Hyde Park with
bowling
Rolling
Stones. Finsbury Park. No, I am a millennial, actually. But I think
the last millennial.
One of the millennial elders.
That's really nice. Can you give some wisdom?
Yeah, sure. What would you like to know?
I don't know.
Turn your phone off, maybe. Harriet?
It's I just got a message because Sonny's moving.
Where to?
No, he moved, and so we've got a camera on him, and so it tells me if he moves.
Christ!
There's action downstairs. I think Bob is back.
You've changed the name of the dog.
It's short.
It's Sonny for short, but his full name is Sunil Patel the dog.
Sunil, when you shorten your name, what do you shorten it to?
Sunny.
Well, Sunil is short. It's not my full name.
Oh, here we go. Sunil, yes, please.
Sunil Kumar is the full name.
Really?
He only told me that like within the last few weeks.
I told her many times over the years. She doesn't remember.
And is that is that hyphenated or is that one word?
It's one word.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But the K makes it look like that, but it's hyphenated sometimes. Capitalized and two words, but it's not.
Yeah. How does it make it? No one ever thinks my name's Harriet Emsley. It's rubbish.
No, but if you had a K in the middle of your name. No, you don't. In the middle.
Harriet Emsley, there's a K in it.
In the middle of a word.
Yeah, it's in the middle of Harriet Emsley. What aren't you understanding, Sunil Kumar?
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Mr. Sunil Kumar. Yeah, that's it. Because some people have thought that Kumar is my surname.
Yeah, because it is a surname, right?
See Patel after it.
Yeah, then they get lost and they're, and the rest. Right. But there's a middle name and then the surname. So it's Sunil Kumar Patel.
What?
Sunil Kumar Dinesh Patel.
Dinesh.
Actually, that's Elliot, solid. Can we edit this out? I've heard a lot of horror stories about identity theft.
No.
Please, no, because I literally, there was something on Facebook the other day, someone had all their stuff taken off them someone scanned all their TikTok for personal information.
No, everyone knows everyone's full names.
But you're not on TikTok though, Sunil, so you'll be fine.
As a millennial, I know that the internet is big and people are on it everywhere, so.
Become very afraid.
Three podcasts I've produced, you've said your full name before. It's already out
there. but now I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
So could you go back redactively to the other podcasts?
Actually, to be fair, if they're listening to all the previous episodes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. No, it is very scary because I just keep thinking they could work out what my password is so easily, and it keeps saying on my computer...
Password.
Your password, there's been access to your password on 26 websites, but then I just close it.
No, Harriet. It's very important to have good internet
security.
It's
saying it for weeks, but it's too overwhelming to change 26 passwords, so I just shut it.
Get LastPass.
What is that?
Have you got LastPass, Sunil?
Don't bother, man. Just don't bother.
I just am worried about Harriet. I worry about all of her photos leaking.
I just let iCloud do it. I just let Apple do it. They give me a new password.
Just me on the sofa
website.
With the dog. He's so disappointed.
But do you remember old friend of the podcast? Has she been on Has Evelyn Mock been on this podcast?
Of course, yeah. Very early days.
She got hacked, or she got people were using her details to log into stuff.
So EasyJet got hacked, and I hadn't logged into EasyJet for a long, long time. that password. It turns out I was still using it for my Spotify. It was a really old password. And then someday I just got a little notification. Someone in New York has just logged into your Spotify.
Weird, isn't it? Why would they want to do that? It doesn't make any
sense. What a stupid time to log into EasyJet, because where are they going to go?
No. Why is it?
No, they're logging into EasyJet to get the password. They're hacking EasyJet to get the password.
Or something. And I was like, the flights aren't really running.
Logging into EasyJet, stumbling across other people's passwords.
Trying to buy flights with my account. They're getting the password, and then they've got like software where they can then just use that password and the
Spotify
email address.
Yeah, they try it on lots of different websites.
Yeah, it does millions of websites in like seconds.
So obviously it's trying to
get out of it? They didn't even get a flight. They just got access to your Spotify.
No,
your
sometimes they get personal details, don't they?
They got his password, and they think if he uses that same password for something else, they'll try all these other sites. So if they can get your password for Amazon, great, they'll get a load of...
And they can find out your most played song. That can be really embarrassing.
That'd be really embarrassing. That.
Hard fucking. Ambient sounds. Yeah. I can't go to sleep if I'm not listening to it. Why is Harriet crying?
She has been crying recently, actually.
Have you?
I have been crying. We talked about it in the Patreon episode because... I got diagnosed with... I'm not a subscriber anymore.
Sorry to cut
you off. No,
you're
not a subscriber, so you wouldn't know.
Sorry to cut you off in the middle of the sentence that went, I've just been diagnosed with...
dizziness.
tell Stuart the type of doctor you went to visit.
Amazing.
She went to a specific type of...
The dizzy doctor. But that's not her official name, but I don't know what...
It's the Tasmanian devil.
It's the dizzy doctor. She went to the dizzy doctor, who's a specialist.
That's not
apparently
her official name. It's like, it turns out it's migraine related.
Yeah, but this sounds like a children's book. Harriet went to the dizzy doctor, and the dizzy doctor said, you won't be dizzy if you stop eating Marmite, which is what
but
the dizzy doctor
all I've been eating was Marmite. That's all I've been eating. And she said, this is a strange one, but you've got to avoid Marmite. I said, I've had Marmite every day, and I've been dizzy every day.
The way she explained to me what the doctor told her was absurd. Like, the doctor obviously built a very well-made analogy, and Harriet just butchered it. And apparently she's got a teacup in her head that's overflowing, and she's got to empty it, and that's all she knows about her condition.
She makes me do all these exercises where I get extra dizzy, and she tells me crucial information, and then I leave, and Bobby says, what does she say? I say, I don't know. And then he says, did you not ask any questions? I told you you've got to ask questions. And then I say, I just can't eat Marmite, and my cup's full.
Dizzy doctor said I can't eat Marmite. It's very hard. It's very tough being you, isn't it?
It's been quite tough recently, yeah.
I mean, you're better now, but you're in a bit of a state last week.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if I do too much, I get dizzy.
I'm sorry that I'm finding your sound so funny.
Excuse.
Yeah, but the problem is doing too much these days is basically two things a day is too much.
Yeah. That's sad, isn't it?
What have you done this week then, Harriet? Have you managed to counteract some of the dizziness?
Yeah.
Spin around in a different direction.
No, well, it was quite stressful because there was a cat that Bobby took in, and then I lost within an hour. So that was quite stressful.
I can't listen to the story again.
Sorry.
It's so long.
I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's on Patreon. There was a cat. Bobby took it in, housed it in a room at ours. Bobby left. It got through two doors while I was on watch. And it's gone. But it was very difficult because I was dizzy and it was running everywhere. And then the dog was running everywhere.
Yeah.
And each time it takes a while for me to adjust. And my mum was on FaceTime.
This is still a children's book. This is
your mum on FaceTime?
Yeah. I was just chatting to my mum, but then I said, Dawn, the cat's escaping. But then I went to the wrong door. And then I had to find the key and then unlock that door. But I don't know why I went to that door because she'd gone out the other door.
Yeah, she didn't lock the door behind her, did she?
No, and I'd seen where she went. I think I was trying to get in, like, in between. But I was too late. Dawn had left, fled. Yeah.
And you were just left there dizzy and disorientated.
You're trying to head the cat off at a pass. Trying to get out there, get in front of the cat.
Yeah.
One of those.
She was too quick. Cats are very quick.
Cats are very quick.
How are you, Stu?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine, thank you. I'm not dizzy. I was thinking about this because I went into lockdown as a young 35-year-old, and I'll leave it as a 37-year-old, which is officially sort of old, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that sort of hit me.
When's your birthday?
April. And then a date, which obviously we won't publish because of data
breach. It's Hitler's birthday, isn't it?
Is that your password?
Is
your
it
birthday?
Hitler's birthday?
It's my. It's look. I do not. I share a lot of things with Hitler, but not a birthday. Hang on. I'm not sure which way around that sentence was supposed to go.
No.
I do actually need to know your birthday because I'm putting people's birthdays into my Google Calendar, and there's a way that you can make it repeat every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
that.
People know that. Repeating.
Well, I just spent a lot of time yesterday updating birthdays, but they're mainly family related because they're the ones that.
Well, I tell you what, I've still got access to your calendar, so.
That's amazing. You got access to her calendar. I can actually find where she is at all times. Find my friends app. She doesn't know how to turn off.
Great.
You can put stuff in her diary and make sure she comes there.
Nothing to hide here. How long have you had my iCloud? It will just be pictures of a weird rash, and you're welcome to them.
How long have you had access to her diary for?
2015. Years. I haven't got it showing on my iCal, but but the option is that I could just click it right now. I could click tick, and then I'd be able to see what area it was up to.
Please don't, please don't take anything out. I put everything in there. Literally
worldwide
everything.
She took a photo of when I was accidentally shared my calendar on the screen here, so she deserves.
So no, because there was nothing in it. It was amazing. It was next month. And
I
there was not a single thing apart from St. Andrew's Day.
Honestly, I've got nothing on in April because anything I do.
No, Earth Day. That was the only day that was flagged.
Earth Day.
Buy new pumps.
Yeah. But there's nothing going on in April anyway. It's the lockdown.
It's sad not to have anything in your diary. That is
sad. But I only plan a week in advance, don't I? And any work that comes in is like a week in advance because the other person.
You've got nothing to look forward to.
I don't know.
Have you teared
I'm going
up
to spread a rumour that it is.
Right. Now, this is a very good question. Have I teared up at all recently?
Yeah.
No.
Have you teared it up?
Yeah, bro.
Of course you have.
No, you're
a driver.
No, I haven't. I haven't used my car since October, actually.
Really?
Mm. Real shame. Real shame I'm still paying for that.
Yeah. Have you been to a petrol station recently?
I haven't been to a petrol station recently, no. Why? Have things changed?
Things have changed a lot.
Tell us more. What's happened?
Well, you'll be able to find out in a brand new event mini-series called Grave New World, which will be available on Prime Video at the end of March, start of April.
Produced and directed by?
Stuart Laws.
Sir Stuart Laws.
And who's in it and in the segment about petrol stations?
Me.
Sunil
and
Patel.
Annie McGrath.
Sunil Kumar. Dinesh Patel.
Is Harriet in it at all?
Harriet, are you in it?
Yeah, I'm a pilot.
Yeah, you play a pilot.
You're a what?
A pilot.
What, like one Never of those ones of on the in the canal, the towpath ones?
What?
Well, okay, go on.
What did you say about a towpath?
You get pilots on the towpath as well.
What?
Yeah, they help canal boats turn around. They're called pilots.
No, like a plane pilot.
Yeah, a plane pilot, yeah.
I cast Harriet as a pilot of a plane.
You have the imagination of a very imaginative person.
I can't even drive a car at the moment.
Why not?
Yeah.
But I can drive a plane.
Because of dizziness.
Dizziness.
Yeah.
Because Dizzy
she said
doctor
soon,
said.
But probably not a good idea right now. What?
Dizzy doctor said I not drive anymore.
Dizzy doctor said no Marmite. Yeah. I know that's a fake laugh that you're doing, Harriet. You're not.
Yeah, I ran out of breath. Keep it up.
You can't make that up too much. She'll fall over.
You know, because you sent me a link to watch it, but I hate watching myself in anything.
Yeah, I hate watching myself, so I haven't watched it.
Oh, well, fair enough. You don't
You've known that
it.
About me for ages because we've made loads of stuff together in the past.
Yeah. And first of all, I think Harriet was the one that said to me, oh, yeah, Sunil hates watching himself, so he won't. He won't watch it. Won't.
I'll watch it to watch. If the other ones are on it, I'll watch that now.
Yeah, oh, you're never in, say that you're about in, Sunil.
You're in episode one, Sunil, and Harriet's in episode four.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
And
along
where
with
is
Heidi
it released?
Regan.
Heidi Regan, former friend of the podcast, well, current friend.
Evelyn Mock.
Ex-friend.
Ex-friend, of course. James A. Caster.
Ooh.
Sadia Azmat.
Ooh.
Annie McGrath in your segment, obviously.
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast.
Great
friend
people.
Yeah.
I think who else has been on the podcast?
Oh, we should get Sadia on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's a good time to discuss it.
Yeah. To organize that. Where is it? Where is it released?
It's going to be on Prime Video.
Prime Video.
Easy.
So if I, how would I watch that?
Well, if you are a subscriber to Prime Video, then you would be able to watch it.
But like, can I watch it on my TV?
Yeah, you can watch it on your TV. You watch it on your, however you watch Prime.
Have you got Amazon Prime?
I do, because I use it to get to Hey You.
Yeah, so you can do it before you get to Hey You. You can look for it then.
Grave New World, Stuart Laws. You'll be able to watch it.
End of March, start of April, around the 1 year anniversary of us going into lockdown, but also now us coming out of lockdown.
Bloody hell.
Oh, it's a show all about emerging from a pandemic, so that's why it's coming out then. It's sort of like, when you've written a show and made a show all about a pandemic, and it's like a fictional version of coming out of the pandemic, isn't it? So you and Harriet, you'll be able to attest to that.
Yeah.
It's some silly stuff going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you have to pay for it?
If you're a Prime subscriber, you don't have to pay for it.
Is it subtitled?
Yeah, it's subtitled.
Is it?
Yeah, I had to go through it and do that myself.
How many languages?
Well, only one at the moment. But if anyone speaks Japanese or German, then English. I went with the one I can speak. we paid for a transcription service, but then obviously they couldn't handle some of the accents. I'm going to say it, mostly the northern voices in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Okay. Who's that?
So then I had to go through and correct it all. Ian Smith, Chris Cantrell, Amy Gledhill.
A lot of people on it.
Johnny Pelham, friend of the podcast.
Wow. Okay.
Johnny. Why? I guess the translator is based on southern voices.
Well, we paid for an AI translation service.
Okay.
So they just do it because it comes back instantly. You pay the money and then you get a transcription of it like instantly.
Yeah.
But it's just like blah, blah, blue, blue, blue.
It's mostly getting it right. And then you're like, yeah, that's sort of there. And then Heidi Regan with her like insane accent
sort of
comes along and it's just like, what the hell is this person talking about?
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
I feel for the AI.
Yeah, there's a computer somewhere crying. You should get them on.
That's the first thing you've ever sympathised with, and it's a robot.
No, I have sympathised with lots of things and people.
No, you've never said, I sympathise with before, and then you just did about AI technology, having to translate Heidi's voice.
You bloody got me. You bloody got me.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Right well, that's very exciting, Stu. Well done. Okay, so if I'm not a Prime subscriber, then how much do I have to pay?
I think it's you can rent it for like $1.99 or you can pay $5.99 for all four episodes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
How long did it take you to make? Because I remember we did it did we do it this year or last year?
We filmed it last year. Filmed your bit in November, didn't we?
November, was it that long ago?
Oh no, it wouldn't be November because there was a lockdown. Oh no,
it was during Ratgate, I remember.
Yeah, so we filmed yours in December and I got to see the room where all the rats supposedly were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I thought, bloody hell, if I was a rat, I'd love it in here. It looks it's very nice ratty. Actually. Yeah.
Sure, I'll probably head back there for another holiday soon. If
No, don't say that.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the film Rat Race?
No.
It's really a really wild early 2000s comedy. It's sort of like Cannonball Run style thing where they got a race across America to like do something. Rowan Atkinson's in it. Loads of like Seth Green is in it, like all of those sorts of people. And it is like staggering to watch. It feels like a throwback to a different era.
When was it made?
I think it was like 2004 or something like that. I recommend watching it.
It's amazing.
Is it on Prime?
I don't know if they're actually, if it's considered good enough to get on Prime Video.
Do you reckon it's subtitled?
I think it might be subtitled.
That you're must have been confusing. Translating Mr. Bean. I mean, you should feel sorry for that AI.
Well, no, that's why it's so successful, Mr. Bean, because it translates across the world.
Oh, yeah.
So hugely successful all across the world.
Yeah.
If only I knew how to be, you know, if you could do that, it's pretty skillful, isn't it? The physical comedy of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harriet's quite good at physical comedy.
Does she know that she is?
What was exciting about Harriet's diary was just being like, oh, that's how much you get for a gig at that place.
And it was like a nice gets paid so much less than everyone else. That's how much you get paid by that place.
Have you got her diary up now?
No, oh, don't. Yeah, that's very private.
Let's see what
no,
she's
don't.
Doing.
Let's bring it up. Let's bring it up.
No, please don't.
Harriet, just revoke him access.
How? Oh, exactly. God. Please don't, Stu. Don't.
Well, I need to
block. I don't know how to block people.
I can't see it on my iCal at the moment. So
this is exciting.
Go.
This is like one of those films.
No, it's
about
not.
Hackers
it's not.
And like the people trying to stop the hacker.
It was fun looking at your calendar, but it's not fun.
But
to
it's
look
really
at mine.
Nice. But it's like you see the light out. Shining off both your faces and the tension.
Please.
Here it is. Here it is. Tick. Right.
No, so, I just signed out of it. God damn it.
Why'd you say
okay,
out?
So WHC Stew, that's today. That's right
today.
Now.
That's us right now.
No, that actually is.
Yeah, it is us.
Please, can you get rid of it?
Have you put your entire diary in or just your
please
work
get
diary?
Rid of it.
I mean, I'm going to, for purposes of like consent and everything like that, I absolutely will. I have got rid of it. I haven't looked at it for a long time, but for the purposes of this podcast.
I don't know
podcast,
how to block somebody.
You don't block them, just.
Like, I know when your mum's birthday is, I know when you've got a haircut planned.
Oh, when's the haircut?
Well, I don't think
okay,
I should
Harriet,
say.
Oh my God, I don't know the password
to
my
it sounds illegal.
Own...
It sounds illegal when
it
you're getting a haircut.
It sounds
illegal
illegal haircut coming up.
It says brackets, don't tell anyone because this is illegal.
What's my password for my
Sonny's getting Sonny's getting some worming tablets soon.
Oh, this is oh, terrible. This is actually
embarrassing
I'd hate
for
this
me.
If it was happening to me. God.
Ah, someone's off to Romsey in June.
Oh.
Protect your account. Take action.
No, you just need to untick
29 compromised passwords.
Best deal with them one by one now. Oh, dear.
Are you on your... What are you on? I'm trying to... Third-party access. Remove
okay.
access.
So, in September 10th, you got a dentist appointment. And you're off to Essex for a gig.
Are you? Very, very far in advance.
And let me say, that fee looks quite nice.
Wait, Stu, just try and refresh it.
Okay, I'll refresh it now. Yeah, I'm still in.
God damn it! What have I blocked?
Blocked your agent.
Harriet, I've unticked it.
I've
genuinely,
blocked my agent, that's what I've done.
I genuinely didn't know how to... remove myself from your diary,
you
so I just
you can't. Only she can, I think.
It's I like, just unticked it, and I haven't looked at it for since 2015 when it was pertinent to my existence.
I've now just blocked my agent, so
this is a thing that I guess we should give an update. Is as comedians, we have to share our calendars, our personal calendars, with our agents to be like, they can then be like, oh, they're not available, then I won't put them up for that casting or. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in for a casting, but
you do castings. That you cast people.
I have cast people before.
You're on
actually.
The other side of the equation. Now.
And you know what? No, I'm not going to be. I went. I did something beep recently.
Oh,
and I didn't get it.
Oh.
Oh, you made that sound like you did get it.
No, yeah. My sister had to read in the other side because I knew she wouldn't want to be in the actual scene with me. So I just used this as like a. Soft toy of a sloth that we got free with the sofa that I put in as my wife for an eye line. And so I just did the whole thing to a sloth.
What did you have to do? Just pretend to be enjoying yourself?
Annoyingly, there was absolutely no lines for me.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I got sent that
Oh,
one.
You
yeah.
got the same one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I read it and I didn't want to do it.
Oh, well, I did it.
Yeah, I just...
Wow.
Because
so you're
I don't...
Than me.
No. I just get really angry at them sometimes.
Fair enough.
Get... What might you know? But it was the bit where they said, "Can you just improv a couple of minutes afterwards about how much you love your wife and kids?" And I was like, "I actually can't. I can't imagine that. I literally can't. I in my head, I can't. Tell me I'm a spaceman, I'll do that.
I just did a lovely riff with the sloth and being like, "What? You're being a bit quiet, aren't you?"
Yeah, come on, speak yeah. Up. See, bit of fun. I wouldn't be able to be sort of sincere or
didn't get it. So, Harriet, when was the last casting? What was the last casting you did?
Google password required. I had to enter my own password for. Did you change my password?
No,
no one's changed your password.
The hacker
just came up
and
said, "Enter your own password."
Yeah,
you should know that. Remember. Your own password is the one that you know.
Oh, my God.
Harriet, why don't you just share your screen with us and we'll talk you through it?
Absolutely not a chance you're seeing my screen.
What I'm going to say is, Harriet, I think you need to look at May because May looks very empty.
May is very empty
right
now.
There you are, laughing at me for having an empty April.
But April was sooner and it was funny because Earth Day was highlighted.
May is when we're opening up. I've 2 weeks of May, I'm busy.
Doing what?
Absolutely. Do work. It. Look, I'm going to put it in. Stuart's birthday.
Can yeah, you thank in... you. Could you put it so it recurs every year?
Yeah.
Ugh,
see, it's quite handy having me in, isn't it?
I'm trying to block you, but it won't let me block you.
There we go.
Did you just block yourself?
I blocked myself from it.
He promises he blocked himself.
But I've blocked myself too. Now no one's ever going to. I needed you to enter it to tell me what was happening.
So you text me every day what I'm up to today.
But now you were the only one that had the key, but now you've left.
I just unsubscribed. That's annoying. Well, no there's those hackers that have got access to your passwords. They'll be in.
One of those 29 compromised passwords, yeah.
So one of your photos, if you take a photo just with you holding a piece of paper that says, "What am I up to today?" Let me, please email me. You know the address.
Please tell me where I should be. And everyone's just going to say, the Dizzy Doctor.
Do you remember Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaur?
No.
Can I share a screen?
Please don't share a screen.
Does that cause problems? I mean, you don't.
No, Sunil did it earlier and it does make me dizzy.
You can do it.
You can do it, yeah.
Stu, have you been crying about anything recently? Why are you laughing?
Because you're at the end of your tether. She's had enough, Stu. We've broken her. Oh, screen share.
What is
Dizzy
that?
Dinosaur board game.
No, I never had
so
that.
So if you're listening, we're looking at the 1988 Dizzy Dinosaur.
You can see this game. If you're on Patreon, can't you?
Dizzy Dinosaur.
Let's have a look at what other tabs he's got open, though. Actually quite hard to
tell. Oh my God, that's some horrific porn, Stu.
Variety. Is that the Atlantic?
Channel 4.
Thames Water.
Variety.
What are you doing with Thames Water?
We are trying to get our wastewater pipe adjusted.
I shouldn't have asked.
Sorry,
Stu, have you been crying about anything?
No, Stu, for God's sake.
I didn't tear up, but I got like a little bit like I was at work when my mum texted to be like, "Oh, we're getting a vaccine today. We just got the text," and I genuinely was like, "Oh wow, that's a huge moment." Yeah. Because she and her husband have got like asthma and sort of I don't know whether that's on the list or whatever, but like they've been very cautious and very anxious about it. And it was like,
"Do you have a funny time that you cried?"
Okay.
I trapped my dick in a door.
No, that was a joke. That's lovely. No, but
see,
I got this.
That's not the response that Harriet had when she heard that I would be getting the vaccine. She just laughed at me.
No, I was just glad they're keeping you safe.
Yeah. There's a vaccine center literally just behind my flat, and I thought maybe it's worth
popping in.
Now that we're getting on to, you know, the under 60 year olds, the Sunil types.
Yeah.
That I should wander over there and be like, "Look, I'm literally a 1 minute walk away. If at the end of the day you need to sort of get rid of some, give me a bell."
Have you got any sort of spare vaccine that you're just getting rid of?
Well, because the Pfizer one, it gets the end of some days. They have to use them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They should be doing this, but they're not. I keep hearing about they're just empty and then at the end of the day and they should just be calling everyone in their phone.
Yeah.
I think some GPs practices are just bringing everyone in because they've run out of people eligible at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. I cannot wait.
I don't think it'll make much difference to me because
you're so strong.
Because I, yeah, I'm strong. No, I mean, as long as it, you know, as long as the people that need it get it, then that'd be great. Yeah. When we can start opening up. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
it'd be lovely.
Less stressful about parents and stuff like that once they start getting it.
Yeah, my parents got it. I do agree with you, Stuart. It was very
It just feels like there's a little
felt really nice,
weight gone,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah.
Sorry to be serious and to ruin your fucking.
No, it makes sense because my mum's working every day as well, and I'm and she won't because it's worse for her to stay at home. She'll just be bored.
Why hasn't she had it yet?
No,
but she you know she can book it. She's over 60.
The vaccine. She's had the vaccine. I thought you meant has she had COVID yet? She had COVID yet.
Wait,
she would have got it by now doing that. Yeah, no, she's had the vaccine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How many weeks ago? Because my mum's was 3 weeks ago today, so it's like now she's at the won't get hospitalised from it.
Oh right, okay, yeah. I think my mum's was in February sometime, early February,
great.
End of January. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're safe, man. They're not going to.
They could
be killed by something else, of course. Anyone, murderers, buses, anyone could kill our parents. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, there we are.
But COVID won't get them.
Not long left of the podcast now.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Is it that bit? We're leading in with that.
Oh, miracle down. Puppy born with 6 legs and 2 tails is first to survive its conditions.
It's so jarring. Every time it's so jarring.
Yeah.
It's such a gear shift.
And even then we went in with sadness and it was like, it still felt wrong. I don't know what the tone is that it should be to go into 6
just
legs
screaming.
And 2 tails.
Yeah, just screaming
the border
as close
collie
as... Oh my
and
God,
Australian
just going on.
Shepherd
through.
Mix has 2
she
pelvic regions,
she just
2 reproductive systems, 2 tails, 6 legs, and has been described as a miracle.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But it's not sad.
Can you see that on the video?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
It looks absolutely insane.
It looks like CGI.
But what made you think this was a sad story?
Because it's an absolute freak of nature.
It's an absolute freak of nature.
It's still an animal, you know.
So there was a big storm.
Yeah, get close to the camera.
Skipper was born during a big snowstorm.
Yeah.
Her owners took her to the vets to be examined following the storm. I don't know what it has to do with a storm.
Why did that need such a build-up?
I don't know, but it makes it seem like
such
it's...
such a dramatic delivery.
And they said, this is a miracle named Skipper, literally. She has survived longer than we suspect any other canine has.
What?
This is a miracle named Skipper,
with her
literally.
Combination of congenital conditions.
Okay, that is a massive caveat.
I know, she looks a little
is
different.
The best
6
comedian
legs.
That's ever existed. Who lives currently in Ryslip and is 37 years old, or almost 37 years old.
Yeah, just scrolling past the adverts now, aren't you? Because you haven't read it before.
They like... said she's very strong.
Who said that?
She may need physical
just ignores
therapy.
Me every time.
She ignores physical therapy. Hang on, what?
She ignores
they've set up a GoFundMe page.
Of course
they Skipper's have. Miracle is a special puppy.
Why? Why? Because it has 6 legs.
She was rejected by her mother.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be freaked out if you gave birth to a dog. With 6 legs. That's sad.
Yeah, the only reason, Harry, that you would accept that as your kid would be because you'd be worried about the backlash that you'd get on social media.
Yeah.
If I abandoned my 6-legged dog I gave birth to.
Yeah. Because if you pre-social media, you would have immediately abandoned it.
Yeah.
What, you think everything I do is just to impress social media?
Yeah, I've seen your tweets.
I've seen your Instagram.
Yeah, your Instagram is so like, please be impressed by me. Oh, no. Why is Harriet crying?
She will require many vet visits and possibly surgery.
Sorry, are you talking about the dog?
He's still going. Just finish it. Just finish it.
That's it. That is sad. That is sad that she's going to require so many issues.
Well, yeah, it's a lot to take on board if you're that dog.
Stu, if you had a kid and they were 6 years old and their pet died, would you make them bury it themselves? Obviously not. No.
I was processing it, trying to work it out. No, but I'd sort of involve them in the process somehow. But obviously they'd be weak, pathetic, and it would take too long for them to dig the hole. So I'd just get that done myself, and then I'd be like, let's fill it in now. Let's pop the pet in.
So you wouldn't just say, go out in the garden and dig your grave, Sunil, for your pet goldfish?
No. I feel like this is a leading question. I don't know. I haven't done a lot of media training.
Sunil buried his own goldfish when he was six.
6 years old. And he got mud on his trainers and he was sad ever since.
No, I didn't have any trainers then, did I? I wasn't allowed nice trainers.
He had little bread feet. bread shoes.
Little Air Jordans on as I stared death in the face.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Stu. Everyone, check
Has
out...
Has the podcast started yet?
We've actually still got time. I don't know what you're doing, Harriet.
Why are you wrapping this up?
I've got
why
to go. I'm doing a gig. So I joined earlier and then now I've got to leave from here to get into my gig. I feel like I'm Mrs. Doubtfire and I'm just
you
going
said to
in
me,
between.
Let's just have a nice... It'll be nice to see you
let's
anyway.
Have a nice chat because we've got the Zoom premium.
You can. I've got to go, I'm saying. So I'm just saying goodbye. So I was plugging your thing. Everyone, if you have Prime, if not, if you've got a few quid, go on Amazon to buy A Grave New World.
End of March, start of April. Please just follow me on Twitter and then I'll put the information out there when there's a proper release date.
Social media is at...
Social media is at Grave New World.
Stuart Law.
At Amazon.
At Harry.
At Amazon.
Beep. Is that what it still is?
No, it can't be.
Wasn't it at beep for a while?
No, that's her email.
That's her email.
That we've just given away.
Private email, yeah, thanks. do join us on Patreon. We're having a lot of fun over there. And you can see the videos and there's a bonus episode. So the podcast becomes weekly. How am I the most professional one at the end of this?
Good luck with Sunny's worming coming up.
Good luck with your illegal haircut.
Enjoy Earth Day, Sunil.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay in touch.
Stay in touch.
I get anxious sometimes before a podcast. Like, oh, I need to make sure I've got, like, I do prep, like, went on Films to Be Buried with Brett. It's like, oh, I need to work out which films I'm picking and all of that. And this one still just doesn't feel like it's happened. It feels like Elliot's going to pop on and be like, right, good. Sound levels all good. Let's go for it.
Hey, we ready?
Hey.
Okay, I do have to go now.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
I was going to say goodbye politely, but I just...
If I care.
Bye, Harriet.
Bye, Harriet.
Hang on, I'm trying to send the thing.
So, Sunil, can I talk to you about something that I'm crying about right now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of
course.
What are you crying about?
Don't worry, I'll tell you later.
What?
Said that she wanted to Zoom with me and just wanted to, it was really nice to see me, but then it's sort of running away from the podcast.
I had to do a gig.
And so I thought she would just be, and we just hang out and have a nice evening together.
This is what you do to people, Harriet.
I don't want to be like this.
This is what you do.
Wait, let me say, oh, I've got to stop it.
Oh, I thought you were looking at Stu. She's just trying to save her file.
Just trying to save my audio. I'm just ignoring it.
Looking at you.